The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department of Dominican University of California. Hello and welcome to Blooming Rainbow, a podcast about the struggles and history of the LGBTQ plus community. And now your host, Stephanie Nunez. Hello, welcome to Blooming Rainbow. Welcome to another episode. Today we have another guest. We have Andy. She's another one of my sweet mates. Love her. She plays basketball on her free time. She's pretty cool. We love her. And I chose her for this podcast because, well, we've had some conversations before, and I think it was very fitting for this episode. So here's Andy.
Hey, what's good, Blooming Rainbow?
Very enthusiastic. Thank you.
So let's get things started.
Labeling, like what do you feel about labeling? And you can hold the mic for this one.
I don't like labels because I don't think I should have to define myself when I don't even know, especially because I feel like labels are just something for other people to know, and I don't think I owe anyone anything.
So yeah, no, I completely agree, because I think labels really stick you into like a box, and your life isn't a box. You're always evolving. And okay, so we recorded this 2 times. Yeah. But so this is take 2, because we were kind of quiet in the first one. But anyway, in the first version, Andy brought up like relationships. Also, labeling relationships is hard because sometimes you just don't know, you know, and you don't have to be exclusive with someone. I'm not saying cheat. That's not what I'm saying. Like, if you guys are dating, like, you guys are dating and you guys chose that. But labeling, especially your sexuality, since it's such like a spectrum thing, is so hard because you're evolving, and maybe that you're this. I'm not saying it's a phase. It's not a phase. That's literally not what I'm trying to say. It's just as you learn and grow to learn more about yourself, you're going to change. We all change and we all grow. So it's not something that can just one label is going to stick with you forever, you know? And can you tell us some of your experiences figuring out who you are and what you are?
Yes. So, should I be like, who helped me figure out who I was? Okay. Well, the person that helped me figure out, or at least come to terms with who I am, or who I think I am right now, like, I was able to trust her, and the experiences that person shared with me and like trusted me with showed me that I'll be okay, and that it's okay to not fit the social norm, you know. So I just felt that I'll be okay being who I want to be and not having to please anyone about that.
Completely agree. It's hard because there's so many times where you feel that you're constantly changing or trying to figure out who you are, and it feels wrong, almost like, oh, I shouldn't be this way. In the first take, we talked about how
everyone in this society is given the straight title, you know,
so everyone is born and everyone assumes they're straight. I remember we talked about this in ethics and how everything we learn or everything we are going to learn is already decided. And who you're going to be is already decided before you're conceived. So when mom and dad find out that the baby's a girl.
Yeah. And your fate and your future and like, oh, I'm excited to see her get married, have kids and all this. And like, you know, husband, wife, happily ever after.
Yeah, exactly. They buy the little pink clothes and they decorate the room and air quotes, girl colors and air quotes. Yeah, there's already this preconceived. People decide who you are, you know?
Yeah. And you formulate a thought. You're literally a newborn, you know?
Exactly. And it's just so interesting that everything that we are going to be or what they think we're going to be is already set in stone even before we're born, which is crazy.
I think it sucks that when you think you know, when for me, like, being unlabeled, like, I feel like I kind of like disappointed my parents. Like, I haven't told my parents yet because I don't know. But I feel like if I do, and eventually I probably will, it's just like I feel like I kind of disappointed them, because those thoughts that they thought about, like, my whole 18 years of living or so, and such, like, they just think it's gonna change because I am different in a way, you know? Like, it's just, I'm gonna be a different person to them. And it's gonna be like, I'm not. I just don't strictly like bras. That's all that is, you know?
And I think moving on to another segment, just the whole idea of coming out and having to do it, which in the other interview I did, we talked about how it sucks that you have to do that, even because straight people don't have to come out, you know, and how people with traditional parents have a harder time, obviously. And obviously it's a hard thing for anyone, but especially when you come from such a traditional family that you know they're going to accept you, but there's going to be a shift in the way that they treat you, or simply in the way that they feel. Because I know for me, my worry, I know, and it's ironic because my dad and I don't have the best relationship, but I know that if I were to say, hey, I'm gay, or I don't know, that's another thing. We talked about this like 2 days ago with my friends, and they were like, so what are you? And I said, I don't know. It just, exactly.
You're not gonna know. You're still like 18. Like, you barely are. You barely lived. Like, this is your first year being alone, I'm sure. Like, for a lot of us, it's the first year being alone. So, there's a lot of new things that's hitting us right now. So,
and I didn't know what to say, because I was like, well, I've had a girlfriend. I like girls, obviously, but I know I've also had crushes on guys. So if I like you, if I don't, I don't, and it doesn't really matter what you are. That's another thing. This is an 18 plus show, it's fine.
Anyway, what did I say? I forgot.
Oh yeah, we were at BJ's, and we were talking about sex, because, you know, we're all curious about things, and some of us have questions that some of us don't know, and, you know, we mutually answer them. And then I remember we talked about pregnancy and how I've never done stuff. And I was and they were like, never? And I said, guys, I'm literally not straight. Like, never. And then they asked me, oh, but would you ever have sex with a guy? And I kind of, that was the first time I ever thought about it. But they wanted an answer within that second. So I said, I don't know, probably not. Ew. But then I thought about it and I said, I don't know, it's like scary, I guess. I don't know, because it's a man, and I've never envisioned in my head being emotionally attached to a man enough to have sex with him. Yeah. I don't know. It just,
I think it's one of those things where it's like, you're never gonna know until you, or it's like a later down in the some, maybe you'll cross, you know. I mean, for me, I never knew I would actually like girls, and over Halloween, there's a girl, and I was like, wow, this is new, this is really new to me. And like, I just like never thought it would actually, like, I thought it was just a lingering thought of mine, you know what I mean? But then, yeah, so it could be a you moment too.
I know.
Yeah,
it's just scary, because I think about it again, this is an 18 plus show. So I've had sex before, and it was fine. It wasn't like anything to rave about.
Yeah.
But with a man, don't look at me. Like, I don't know. And it's just, ew, I don't know. It's not like, oh, men have cooties. It's just, I don't, yeah.
I get it.
And I feel obviously comfortable around women because I'm a woman.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a she they. Putting that out there.
Hey!
This is a shout out to all the they thems. We love you guys. Love you all. I don't know. Just, yeah. Don't knock it till you try it, I guess. I think that's how the saying goes. Yeah. 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 It made sense. Okay. Oh my gosh. Yes. So, labeling, very difficult. Andy, can you give us some insight on why it's so difficult?
Yes. Let me give you a rundown for the, you know, for the one time.
So basically, I've played basketball my whole life. Like, it's basically a part of me, you know. And
I could be a bruh sometimes. I'm not even gonna lie. I could very much be a bruh. And I'm a pretty tall person, you know, so I'm pretty cool. Yeah, pretty cool. But it's like,
my whole life I've lived behind a stigma of people always assuming and, I guess, pushy on the topic of like, oh, you have to be gay, or you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to...
There's just no way you're not... there's no way you're not gay, you know what I mean? Because I guess basketball is just a gay sport, and, you know, I respect it. I don't give a fuck, you know?
But I just didn't want to give people the validation that, yeah, maybe I am, you know? Because why do I owe that to them? Especially if, like, why do they care so much? And if you know me as a person, I think you should understand that I'm a good person, so that's all that should matter. It shouldn't matter, like, what I am,
what my sexual orientation is. I don't think it should matter.
Because all that should matter is my personality and my character and the type of person I am and the type of person I can be in a friendship or relationship or anything. So,
I think labeling is super hard, especially when you don't want to give people that, when they've always thought that, oh, this bitch is gay, and then you come out and say, oh, I am. So it furthers the stigma that, oh yeah, people that are like that are gay, when that's not true at all. And then another thing with, like, coming out is when, because I remember when I came out, or before I came out, but I knew, I was always very careful of the way I was around people, especially girls. Because, like I said in the first take, I'm a very touchy person. Not, like, weird. It's just, I, like, pat your back once, or like, I don't know, friendly shit that, you know, friends do, like healthy friendships do. Like, I'll hug my friends.
Exactly.
I like lay down, you know, nothing. It's a healthy, genuine friendship.
It just shows that we, like, are comfortable around each other, you know. It's definitely like a trust thing too, because, like, yeah, me and my homegirls be doing that, and like, some people think it's weird, but it's like, okay, you're making it weird. Exactly. Like, do you have something towards it? It's just weird that you think it's weird.
It's only weird if you make it weird. But I would, when I figured, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gay, guys, I stopped doing that, because I didn't want to come out and then them be like, oh, does she give me a hug because she likes me? Or da 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 da. And even after I came out, and even now still, I try to not do that, because I don't want to make anyone uncomfortable. And that's one of my biggest fears, is making people uncomfortable. And yeah, because sometimes we go to parties, or sometimes we hang out and we do things. And with my friends back home, it's different, because they get it, and they're like that with me as well. But with the friends that I've made here, obviously I don't know them. I've met them 2-3 months ago, and yeah, we're pretty close, I guess you could say. Like, we hang out, we went to BJ's literally right now. I've gone with my roommate back to her house, which is in LA, and but it's not the same, because they didn't see me grow, I guess. Yeah,
everyone is still growing. To, like, even especially now, because we are all on our own, or at least there's really no supervision, so it's all up to you. So you have a lot of time to think about things and confirm things with yourself, or not confirm things with yourself. You know what I mean? So I think everyone's growing a lot right now.
No, definitely. And yeah, like you said, we're all alone, and this is the first time we get to be ourselves without our parents watching over us at all times. I know that's definitely true, for me. I remember when I got my docs. My docs are platforms. And I know my dad was joking, but I know there was some truth to it, which still kind of hurt. Yeah. Because I remember I bought them and like docs are not cheap, you know? And I got home with them and I was wearing them. And he was like, "What are you wearing?" And I said, "Oh, my boots. You don't like my boots?" And he said, "Don't buy shit like that ever again." And he said it in such a like serious tone. And I looked at him and I almost cried. And he said, "But if you like them, I guess it's fine." I was like, don't even try to switch it around now. Don't even try to switch it around right now.
So,
right? I was like, don't.
And it sucks because they already know the outcome. They just do it to be shitheads sometimes.
Honestly.
And so I showed them to her and she said, "Oh, that's interesting." I was like, "Fuck, bitch. I'm sorry."
Ew, that was so rude. Now people are going to be like, "You call your mom a bitch?"
No. I love my mom. She'll probably never listen to this podcast because I'm not out to my parents because, oh my God. No. And now I wear my docs all the time because I love them and it's raining and they're almost like rain boots and I love them and they make me happy. Exactly. But
I guess the docs could be a metaphor for
independence,
life. How everyone must be feeling now. You know, you're making friends, you're losing friends, making connections, losing connections,
burning bridges,
creating bridges, beef. Okay, now beef. Like, yeah, vegetables. You're dealing with new classes. You're dealing with like a major that'll probably be something you'll deal with later on in life. You know, this is a lot of things, a lot of things on everyone's plate right now. And I think that we all came from a pandemic, it's even more on our plate. We haven't seen this many people in a while, you know, and we're all living together under one roof. It's just a lot of growth moment, and I think it's beautiful. I know sometimes it's really hard, but I think I really needed college.
Yeah.
I really did. Like, I don't know if I said it earlier, but yeah, I was in denial about my sexuality for like the longest time just because I didn't want people to have that satisfaction. So now I just ID gaff because, you know, why do I care? Like, I'm here to be here and eventually make money. So that's all that matters. Thanks.
Yeah. Alrighty, guys. That was all. Give it up for Andy.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Anyway, that was it. I have to go record my outro now because I forgot what it said. So see you guys later. Thank you. Say bye, Andy.
Bye.
This podcast has been created by students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other weekly student podcasts at radio.dominican. Alrighty, that's all for today's episode. Hope to see you next week. Stay gay, happy, and safe. Thank you.